88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments with a registered psychologist and founder of Eckerd Psychology and Education Center every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to continue this great topic for the month of September on restorative discipline. And what will we look at today?
All right. So I found this amazing story that was covered by Joanne Chen at the Greater Good Science Center. And it was about the tragic death of Tariq Kamasi, but then the incredible story of how his father and then his sister started the Tariq Kamasi Foundation, and they forgave the person who murdered their son and brother. And on the Greater Good Science Center, they have these amazing practices. And so one of the practices that fits with this story and what we're teaching this month on Parenting Moments is how to teach kids to forgive. So this is based on the work of psychologist Robert Enright and psychiatrist Richard Fitzgibbons. And they have created this great sort of five-step process that you can think about as parents in teaching forgiveness and some really good things to think about. But first of all, this is usually around age six, Mike.
Okay.
This is when children can understand the causes and effects of people's actions. Because of this advancement in reasoning, you as a parent now can begin to systematically introduce them to the idea of forgiveness. So here's step one. You can introduce the theme of inherent worth, or the idea that all people, no matter who they are, how rich or poor they are, or how smart they are, or how much they struggle with learning, no matter what, have value. Each person is special, unique, and irreplaceable. So obviously, this is a huge tenet in our Christian beliefs, Mike, and one that we want to really make sure that we are modeling to our kids. And then a fun way to introduce this is Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who.
Ooh, a classic.
This is a helpful story for introducing inherent worth because of the repeated theme, a person is a person, no matter how small.
Mm-hmm.
Then step two. Before introducing the theme of forgiveness itself, you can lay a further foundation by exposing children to the themes of kindness, respect, and generosity and love. Again, you can continue this learning apart from forgiveness through storybooks. Step three, once young children know about worth, kindness, respect, and generosity and love, then you can introduce them to forgiveness. But at first, experts say it's best to do it through stories and not yet through their own experience of forgiving those who have hurt them. You want to first help them to explain what forgiveness is. When people forgive, they are kind to those who are not kind to them. When people forgive, they try to show respect to those who have not shown respect to them. When people forgive, they try to be generous to those who have not been generous to them. So when people forgive, they try to be loving to their family members, even if their family members in that moment have not been loving to them. Then step four, you can be very clear to young children that to forgive does not mean automatic reconciliation. Sometimes it is wise to stay away from someone, for example, if they are bullying you, and that it's always important to report bullying to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then step five, parents can apply all of this learning to children themselves and their own experiences and helping them to learn how to forgive others who have wronged them. Again, there's so many fabulous books out there that can support parents in this process. And I really encourage people to Google forgiveness. Sunday school lessons, but also literature and books written for children.
Good reminder for adults to maybe Google forgiveness in their lives as well sometimes.
And read a few stories about that.
You Amen. Got her. Well, I do like Horton Hears a Who, too. So
Anyway,
good information as always. So we'll wrap up this topic of restorative discipline with Kimberly next Wednesday. Kimberly, EckerdCenter.com is the website, and you've got some people on staff that could help with this topic.
That's right. So restorative discipline practices are embedded in our family therapy and parenting therapy here at Eckerd Center. Faye Gosnell is our resident family therapist, and Kimberly Calhoun and Michelle Kerslake and myself are trained in the Circle of Security parenting program. And again, if this any of this sort of resonates with you and you want your family to adopt this style of engagement, really encourage you to reach out, and you can book through eckerdcenter.com online. And again, we have a North and South location, and I have a gift certificate to give away.
Yay! A free initial consultation at Eckerd Center. Going to caller number?
5 today.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Well, enjoy your day, Kimberly, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Mike.